I didn't always love the church. My family and I were always very faithful about attending Sunday Mass and being involved in the life of the parish, but it actually took kind of a long time for me to get to the point where I could actually say that I loved the church. I didn't always see the church as a mother to me, like I was saying last week, even though I always respected the church's teachings and instructions. And although I respected and obeyed and followed the church's teachings and laws and instructions, I didn't necessarily see those things as imparting God's will to me. I don't think it ever occurred to me that Jesus was talking to me and calling me through the church and the church's teachings. So here's the thing, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I think that when there's a person or an institution or some entity that's kind of over us, that gives us laws or rules or policies that we're supposed to follow, we tend to look at those things outside of the context of love. We don't see those things as an expression of love. We see them as the rules that we're supposed to follow. Now, today's gospel would be a case in point. Jesus begins in the Sermon on the Mount to refer to the law which had been given through Moses, right? We're hearing the commandments. You shall not kill, you shall not bear false witness, and all of that. So, when you reflect on the Ten Commandments, do you just stop and stand in awe and say, wow, God sure loves us? Most people don't respond to the Ten Commandments like that. We tend to think of them in sort of a legalistic sense. Here is the Lord God laying out the details of the contract or the covenant between himself and his people. Say, you do this and you'll be blessed. You don't do that and you'll not be blessed. So here's the deal. Follow the rules, you'll be happy. Don't follow the rules, you'll not be happy. We start thinking in this legalistic way. And I'm sort of embarrassed to admit that I thought that way for a long, long time, up until, even though I had studied theology and all of that, up until just a couple of years ago, when I was having a conversation with another priest, and he raised the question, what makes a sin sinful? Why is sin a sin? And I'm thinking, well, because God said don't do that, and if I do that, then it's a sin. Or God tells me, you should do this, and I don't do it, so it's a sin. Almost as if God had sort of randomly assembled these commandments and laws just to impose them on me as the terms of the deal. But in talking to the priest, he led me to a deeper understanding of law. Remember last week we said, a good parent is a good parent because he or she perceives and understands reality as it really is, and then teaches the children to live in accord with that reality. So, God didn't just come up with these rules to impose them on me. God sees reality as it really is, and wants me to live in accord with that. But not just because that's how it is. It's because God loves me. Let's look at a couple examples. God says, you should not lie, right? Well, is it just because that's a rule that we shouldn't lie? Or is it because God knows that lying is bad for us? Lying harms us. Not only does it harm other people that we would lie to, but even the very act of lying hurts us. We're not living in accord with the truth. Besides that, what else happens? People stop trusting us. So relationships fall apart when there's no trust. People know we're a liar. Are they going to come and do business with us? No one wants to do business with someone who's dishonest. So, and you could go on and on, but lying harms us. That's why God says, don't do it. Because God loves us. And in loving us, he wants to see us thrive and flourish. Another example, another commandment, the second one I'm referring to, that we should honor the Sabbath day, observe the Sabbath, right? Well, God doesn't just come up with this random day of the week and say, you should not do work then and you should go to church then. God knows that it's bad for us to stay away from the worshiping community. It damages us. So when a person would just skip Mass for no good reason, I mean, obviously illness or there are other things that constitute legitimate reasons for missing Mass. But if a person just decides one day, I'm not going to go, what's happening there? Even if they don't feel it really, their relationship with God has just weakened a little bit because they've said, God, there's something that's more important to me right now than praising you, than joining the worshiping community. And Lord knows, once that decision has been made once, it's easier to make it a second time, and a third time, and a fourth time. And pretty soon the person is distanced more from God. So it's because God knows what's good for us that he gave us that commandment. He wants to keep us close. He wants to keep our relationship with him strong and growing. And so it's because God loves. This changed everything for me. Seeing that law is given, divine law is given to us because of love. Not to be something imposed on me to make my life miserable. It's because God knows what's good for me and wants me to live that way. Remember last Sunday I was talking about the different things you teach your children, right? Don't jump off the top bunk. Don't touch the hot stove. Don't spend money you don't have. Do good and don't do evil. Know that God loves you. All those different truths. Well, if your kid touches the hot oven and gets burned, are you upset because he broke the rule? No. Obviously, you're upset because you don't want your child to get hurt. And your heart aches because of the pain your child is experiencing. That's how it is as God looks at us. Sin is not about breaking a rule. Sin is about breaking a heart. Because God grieves for us when we don't follow the right path. So, applying all of this then to the reality of the church. I used to see the church as this lawgiver and rule maker, and if you don't do this, you've sinned and you got to go to confession and blah, blah, blah. Well, the church is so much more than a lawgiver or a rule maker. I came to experience and discover that the church loves me. And I trust that the church perceives reality, understands it as it really is, and gives that to me, not just because it's real and it's true, but because she loves me. Jesus gave us the church because he loves us, made us part of the church because he loves us, continues to lead and guide us through the church because he loves us. And even though the church has in it people who are corrupt, people who are sinners, people who have done egregious deeds, I still love the church because the church is greater than any of those people, those individuals. and those individuals do not define the church. But the church, as I have come to know it, loves me as a mother loves me. So I encourage you again, consider the church. What is your perspective toward the church? It's one thing to acknowledge that the church wants what's good for us, knows how reality is, and wants to teach us. But we have to take the next step in realizing that all of that is the case because the church loves us, cares for us, and that Jesus established the church so that we could experience ultimately his love for us. That's my prayer for all of us today, that we would all come to love our mother, the church.